This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's a new survey of women age 50 and up. It's a large demographic, 62 million women. The AARP finds that they're more likely to vote and more likely to swing between Dem and GOP. Also, the survey shows it is a group that is generally sour on the economy. 38% listed cost of living as the biggest issue facing the country, ahead of immigration, threats to democracy, and political division. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
AARP found women in the 50-plus age bracket upbeat about some things, says Marjorie Omero, a Democratic pollster who worked on the bipartisan research team.
Things that were going well, Taylor Swift. And what's not going well, people said costs, rising costs,
which are dragging down women's personal economies.
Nearly half think that over the next year, their own financial situation is going to become less secure.
Republican pollster Kristen Soltis Anderson, also on the research team, says more than half of women currently working worry they won't have enough money to retire. Many who are retired are struggling to make ends meet. And the burdens of caregiving are stressing everyone out. More than half of respondents have cared for a parent, spouse, or adult child, or are doing so now. Economist Quincy Crosby at LPL Financial sees this in her personal life and at work.
Many colleagues I have, they take off without pay to take care of family members. And yet, it's as if the government, in terms of taxes or benefits, just pay no attention.
More than 8 in 10 women AARP surveyed want paid family leave for caregivers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.